EBC 1 is on the air. Nigel Green reading. At 1620 GMT, Don't Wear Those Shoes With That Dress, Sir, podcast. But first, live from America, Steve Tavares is angry podcast.
I am here to run a police department, not a frat house.
Unfortunately, she's been diagnosed with a brain tumor.
That's not a U.S. president. Okay. That's just the prime minister of Russia defending the president of Russia.
What do you want me to lock everybody up? What is that going to solve?
I am a very ethical person.
I have many Filipino friends. Our children grew up eating rice.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Now, if you shoot a little flim, you got a problem.
Mr. Coxman, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Thank you. I would dignify you if I pee on your leg. I know it wouldn't be worth wasting the urine, but...
Broadcasting from the city of homes and beaches, Steve Tavares is angry.
Have you seen this story in San Francisco Magazine on Oakland Council member Desley Brooks? It's kind of interesting to me. One, why does San Francisco Magazine care about Oakland so much? I mean, for the life of me, I don't know anybody in the East Bay. Oakland Magazine wouldn't write a story about anything in San Francisco. We don't give a damn about San Francisco. Because frankly, San Francisco politics is super boring. Super boring. So I think that's one of the reasons why. But, you know, San Francisco, like, they got nothing going on there. They got to go and write about Oakland, right? But it's interesting, the author of the piece is a gentleman named, I don't know, Patrick Hodge. H-O-G-E. And so he starts the story with, I was like, holy smokes, this setup of this story, how it goes down, is exactly what Desley Brooks did to me 4 years ago when she was running for re-election. I wrote a story for the Express previewing her race. And it was a lot, except for, you know, Cold Cock and Black Panther civil rights icons. The story was the same. She's mean. People don't like her, and she's she's gonna be, somebody's gonna take her down. She's in danger, right? So I go up to Desley Brooks and say, Desley, at City Hall, she was outside. I was there for something. I said, Desley, can we? I want to do a story preview your race for the Express. Can we chat? And she goes, well, you can meet me at Eastmont Mall. If you know where that is. And I was like, oh boy, this lady. She's right. Oh, because before I'm saying that I was from Castro Valley. Or she knew that. So this was some kind of slight. And I was like, what are you talking about, Desley? I got my first suit when I was 5 years old at the Mervyn's at Eastmont Mall. We used to walk down from my grandmother's house on Walnut Street. All the way to the McDonald's by Eastmont Mall, which was not where the Eastmont... McDonald's now is in Eastmont Mall's parking lot. That's not where it was in the old days. It was across the street. So tell me I don't know Oakland. Like I'm some... First of all, I'm not a white boy. I am not white. I am a son of an immigrant, ma'am. So I started talking trash to her, and that's the thing you got to do. You got to talk trash. If you don't talk trash, she will eat you up. So I went to, she said, meet me there at Eastmont Mall parking lot. So I went there, and sure enough, just like this story, she tells him to go to Eastmont Mall. Just like my story, she shows up in this old Lexus. Like, it's old. It's like the first Lexus. It's like 1993. And I felt bad for her. That was one of the things I felt bad. Like, this is an old ass Lexus. And we're, so we're driving around. Well, I should start. This guy in San Francisco Magazine, he said something. He says something that she didn't like. And he gets down the street and she drives him back, kicks him out. Sayonara. So I was like, whoa. I got the whole trip. I got the whole tour of District 6. So I don't know what that means about me. If that means something about him, I don't know. But I got through the whole thing. But it's interesting that that's her thing. Like, she's gonna hijack reporters if she's gonna talk to them. She hijacks them in her car and then she drives around. But we went all around. We went to some park she had done something to help get fixed. We were just about, you know, on the swing sets together. Yeah, seriously, I'm not joking. We went to all these places, and she was going to places that, you know, that were in the news that she had been in trouble for. And I was like, well, she's being honest here. She's taking me to the scene of what the Chronicle says was the crime. And so I found her to be, you know, very honest. And so this San Francisco magazine story says, can she win? How will she win? Holy shit. Of course she's going to win. There's no doubt she's going to win. He even quotes, Noel Gallo, who's a council member, who say, yeah, she's probably going to win. Yeah, she's going to win because people love her. And guess what? She doesn't know how to take love. It's her problem. She doesn't know how to receive love because that lady should be the crown. That lady should be the crown princess of the progressive movement in Oakland. She should be like a couple, well, maybe like four steps, maybe five steps below Barbara Lee, because Tesley Brooks is like, she's like 3 foot tall. She's like Oakland's Oompa Loompa. But this lady is clearly the strongest, most clearly progressive person on that council. Like, it's not even close. There's nobody close. Yet, that's not what we hear. We hear her crazy, supposedly crazy. She doesn't help herself because she's mean to people too. She has no, if she was just normal, like the trip I took with her around her district. This lady is a powerhouse. This lady speaks to everything the progressive movement means. I'd give her like a 95%. Never would I give her a hashtag fake progressive. Never. Yet maybe that's why she sets herself up all the time. She cold cocks Elaine Brown, right? She gives reason for the Chronicle, for the wannabe elites at the Chronicle to pound on her. And so it's going to be like the Chronicle this year, this election is going to be the Chronicle beating up on black ladies. If you listen to anything in these podcasts, listen to this part right here. The Chronicle is going to beat up on black ladies. It's going to be Desley Brooks, Javonka Beckles, Kat Brooks, Pamela Price. Boom. They're going to be, they're crazy. There's some corruption. They don't work well with people. Controversial. Yet in all those races, except for Desley Brooks, going to be some like mainstream Hillary Clinton Democrat. Hey, let's do some eyeball talk here. Let me talk for a second real quick about two Saturdays ago, the Democratic Party post-primary endorsement meeting. Very short. Just Buffy Wicks and Javonka Beckles. And so I was there, and, you know, this is some of my thoughts, what I witnessed. You know, Javonka Beckles comes up, and she speaks for, you know, a couple minutes. And I don't know, I felt, you know, she told me afterwards, you know, because nobody got the endorsement, that she repeated something she said before, where it's, you know, it's Main Street versus Wall Street. She's Main Street. And she, I think, inherently has a little chip on her shoulder. You know, it's, and I called it to her, Javonka versus the world. I think that's very real. And I think that's like the part of her that's her bedrock. That's her center. That's where everything will emanates from. I mean, her belief system and how she's going to how she's going to speak or what she's going to say. What is she going to, you know, how she's going to run this campaign? It comes through Javonka versus the world, right? So it's not surprising that you know, admittedly, there wasn't that many people in that room Saturday in Richmond, but she kind of had that. She kind of spoke with, you know, like, you know, I know it's hard to explain. Like, she didn't, you know, I don't think you respect me. I'm going to run through this. You know, I'm going to do this spiel. You know, I'm the Democratic Socialist. I'm progressive. My opponent wants Costa Hawkins to stay. And then she sat down. Buffy Wicks comes up. And it just was a reminder that, you know, Buffy Wicks, she's worked for Obama, right? Worked for Hillary Clinton. She's been like at the top levels of like really in the muck, right? But we should always be cognizant of this. I've noticed in covering campaigns, this is very hard to do, right? She can be as close. What she did was as close as you can be to understanding running a campaign, but it's almost not the same at all. It's a whole new world running the campaign yourself as the candidate, right? And so I was surprised. I was struck by how she gave her 2-minute little speech. And she was like nervous, like really nervous, like she just did this for like the third time in her life, right? Yet she said she's given like, I don't know, 500 house parties or whatever. And I'm not saying she didn't, but I'm wondering if she is really been tested doing that, because she did not look very. It felt like she was forcing confidence, like, you know, in moving her. Moving her hands and you know, jabs with like forceful, like make her point, but they didn't seem like they were, you know, each jab was not in line with what she was saying. Jab, you know, it's a hard thing to do though. But I'm just struck now that she's at this point and she did look that nervous, but she got her point across. And I'm not sure who denied who the endorsement. There will be no endorsement there. And it's going to be an interesting race. It's probably the number one race of the November slate of races in this year. And I think it's going to be a little different in its divisiveness. There's the charter public school thing. There's the Bernie Hillary thing. But I think those two coupled, and especially the latter, there's going to be divisiveness in this, in both these Democratic Party apparatuses, Contra Costa and Alameda County. Really look for that, because it was echoed in the Nancy O'Malley and Pamela Price district attorney race, and they are still pissed. Pamela Price personally and her supporters. That endorsement by the county of Alameda County Democratic Central Committee for Nancy O'Malley, I think, and I'll leave it in this, I think it has the potential to topple the leadership of the Central Committee. I'm Steve Tavares. I'm angry. So should you. See you tomorrow. It's so hard to be a saint in the city. Talk some trash. I was the prince of the paupers, crying downtown at the beggar's bash. I was the pimp's main prop, but I kept everything cool. Just a backstreet.